Thank you, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, Senator Beebe Center, members of the committee. I'm Matt Cannon from Portland, and I'm the State Conservation Energy Director for Sierra Club, Maine. Testifying on behalf of Sierra Club, representing over 22,000 members and supporters statewide. Founded in 1892, Sierra Club is one of our nation's oldest and largest environmental organizations. We work diligently to amplify the power of our 3.8 million members nationwide as we work towards combating climate change, protecting our natural resources, and promoting a just and sustainable economy. To that end, we urge you to vote ought to pass on LD 586 with some changes, as noted. Our members throughout the state are deeply committed to protecting our environment in Maine and supporting local communities. With an increasing number of proposals for land-based fin fish operations in our members' communities, it is clear both the public and industry need more regulatory certainty around degradation of our waterways. As a grassroots organization, our chapter has an organized team of volunteers working on aquaculture policy in coordination with other groups and want to see it become stronger, this bill, LD 586. While we recognize the necessity of these facilities as job creators and economic drivers, and you heard from many of them today already, we must ensure that best practicable technology is used and that we're not degrading our waterways. The larger finfish operations deserve the public's attention. Aquaculture in general is a tremendous opportunity for the state of Maine. There are amazingly hardworking Mainers in this diverse industry that hold critical economic value across the state. Land-based finfish operations and proposals are newer to the state and have less defined rules and regulations. As currently proposed, these finfish projects are partial recirculating aquaculture systems, or RAS, discharging millions of gallons of partially treated waste into our waterways. And after talking to DEP as well, we're not doing a great job of looking at cumulative impacts of all these projects. So it was noted there's been five, there's going to be more coming. So we just want folks to take a look at this comprehensively. And while these projects provide economic opportunity, the Gulf of Maine is under tremendous pressure from climate change, invasive species, and development along the coast. We should be using the precautionary principle with the future of our waters, and LD 586 and a public process with some changes would help ensure we can balance various pressures without creating extra burden on resources and the environment. And I offered some potential options in my packet for you all to look at, and happy to discuss them more now or before or during the work session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions? Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you for being here, Mr. Cannon. Regarding the assertions again about the pollution and degradation of the waterways, I've yet to see anything in writing that indicates what DEP's specifications are or anything. It would be helpful if you could provide something that indicates what an unacceptable and an acceptable discharge criteria is, and any examples of an unacceptable discharge that has occurred in Maine waters as a result of aquaculture fishing.
Sure, happy to get that to you. And none of these land-based facilities have been operational yet.
Right. And that's why I want to make sure that we're not just, you know, talking about facts versus anecdotal, you know, speculation. I want to make sure we're doing everything based on actual facts.
Sure.
So thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Landry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for being here, Matt. Looking at the title of the bill, recirculating aquaculture operations. If I think of a recirculating system, I think of a system that is purging itself or scrubbing itself as it works. Am I wrong there? You're saying we're discharging, they would be discharging uncleaned water back.
What's been proposed is partial recirculating aquaculture systems there could be some that have much less or zero effluent. And happy to direct you to some of the permits that have been given to, for specifics on that. And that would answer Representative Thorne's question as well.
I'd like to see that. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Matt. I'm sorry we didn't connect over the phone. I'm looking at your language here about the land-based third paragraph, and it talks about are newer to the state and have less defined regulations. Can you say a little bit more about what less defined regulations means?
Sure. And are you on the first page there?
Yeah. The third paragraph.
Yeah. I mean, I think overall these projects, I mean, they've been permitted individually and there's been no look at what they actually do, larger scale cumulative impacts wise. So I guess we're looking for specifics on finfish aquaculture operations. And, even after talking to the EPA and looking at best practical technology for effluent and discharge, there's not really any guidance on the state level for that. And so, we'd love to explore that through something like this bill. Maybe it's an advisory group or some other technical committee to assist DMR and or DEP to look at those.